for this week's episode of the Willoughby Fishbowl. I am Brett, here with Fife, Dave, and Sal.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
All right, and we are here to talk to you guys about everything from arm bars to the double team.
Yeah. That is just too much.
The double team. Yeah.
The double team. Who doesn't like the Z double team?
Unbex?
Unbex.
Unbex. Okay. All righty. Now that that's over with, we'll come back to that later. All right. So let's jump into things right now, and we're going to start off with the single best-selling video game franchise of all time, above Call of Duty, because that's a lie, Madden. The Madden cover vote is going on right now. Cam Newton. So, we're going to talk about it just right now, and we're going to get into the finals. Sal, if you want to go ahead with that, go right ahead, buddy.
Yeah, we got the finals coming up here. The winners will be revealed April 25th to see who is going to be on the Madden cover. That's when the voting stops. I'm sorry. I don't think it gets revealed that day. The voting stops April 25th. Well, but we do have in the finals, we have Cam Newton against Calvin Johnson.
Megatron.
Is it fair to put a normal person up against a Transformer? Is that allowed? I don't know. I don't know what the rules are for man cover vote.
I'm not quite sure.
I don't know.
He's a quarterback, so...
No. He's a quailback.
He's a quailback.
And quailback is my term for a running back who happens to be a quarterback, too, because that's what Cam Newton is. He's a running back. A glorified running back.
If anyone on ESPN or Cam Newton takes that term, you owe us a dollar. Per time you say.
Doug Funny just got a dollar, actually.
He's Quail Man. This is Quail Back. Two different things.
Dave got you.
Copyrighted by the Willoughby Fishbowl in 2012.
Quails, then.
Copyrighted.
Who do you think has it? You going to take Cam Newton or you going to take Calvin Johnson?
It's easy, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
I like the upset.
Of course, I'm going
Calvin Johnson because
you
don't
like that.
You like the upset?
Because he's way better.
I kind of do it. I like Calvin Johnson. I think Cam Newton's going to take it because of fan voting, but Calvin Johnson, I think, should win it.
Wow. Okay, yeah, contradict yourself. Touchdown. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that is technically true.
My pick is Calvin Johnson. I think what the people are going to pick is Cam Newton, mainly because he's a quarterback.
And what were you saying before the show started? That Cam Newton's going to win this? That's what I thought you said.
That's what you said.
Thank you so much.
Calvin Johnson had a touchdown. He had 16 touchdowns. He had a touchdown a game from a wide receiver, 1,681 yards and 96 receptions.
Cam Newton was the story of the NFL. Oh, wow. Be happy that Tebow's not on it.
Cam Newton had one year with a crappy team with the offense where he ran most of the time.
Oh, like Peyton Hillis. Next argument.
This is the first year they did it. And sorry that it's Cleveland Browns fans that we're really passionate. I don't know about Carolina fans. I don't know if they're that passionate.
It's not Carolina fans. It's whoever votes is going to vote for Cam Newton.
Yeah, so you know how many Cleveland fans voted for Peyton Hillis last year? They voted like 20,000 times.
People didn't know about the Madden cover vote last year. That's why he won.
Whatever happened to the Madden curse?
Oh, well, did you not watch Peyton Hillis last year?
Yeah, he...
Like, no. There was
so maybe I should root for Cam Newton then.
Yeah. If you want Cam Newton to get hurt, you should root for him.
There was
Sal might not get lucky in fantasy again like he did this year with Cam Newton.
I was going to say, whoever wins, I'm not
Cam Newton got me
football.
To the finals when I fantasy.
No, I'm talking about the real Madden curse.
David Best
for
Cam Newton when David Best went injured. That's Sal's best fantasy trade ever.
Obviously. Cam Newton.
Fife, what were you saying?
Cam Newton. Fife.
Fife, what were you saying?
You cut this out because I don't care anymore.
Would you say what you were saying?
No. Disagree. With all of it.
All right. Now, really fast, we're going to go around. Everybody say your vote. Sal, go.
Calvin Johnson.
Dave.
I'm not switching to Cam Newton just so he has the curse.
Fife.
I'm switching to Calvin Johnson just because he has the curse.
Oh, wow. Cam Newton. I get two votes.
Says nobody. -2.
That's bull.
That was awesome. That sounded so real, too. Alrighty, so moving on, we're gonna go dive into the NFL schedule just released on Tuesday. Fife, you want to head us into that one for a little bit?
Yeah, we're looking at the off at the redzone.org. They are giving out the strength of schedule this year, and they are saying the Giants, Broncos, and Browns have the top three hardest matchup schedules this year. Thank you, Dave. I kind of had a little brain fart. My bad.
Do you have a brain fart, right, meow?
Yes, I did. You want? And I would like a cookie now. Why?
No cookie for you.
Oh, fine. All right, besides the point, how are the Giants and the Broncos ranking that high with strength of schedule?
It's other divisional opponents.
True.
They probably play the AFC North.
Which well, things are always just based on who they all both, the teams. They the both winning do play the AFC North, the don't teams, they?
So. Based on the winning records of the teams last year.
But they both do play the AFC North, don't they? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, they do. What about the Browns?
And so do the Browns.
Yeah. They play the Browns. As Browns fans, we're screwed.
And the Ravens are right there below them at four.
But the reason we drop lower is because we get to play the Redskins and the Cowboys, and we get to play the Raiders and the Chiefs. Sorry. Forgot who else is in the AFC West. I forget about them. And we get to play teams that didn't have such high records, but all of our division was awesome except us. So
now, like, for the Patriots being dead last almost year after year, is it because their division sucks that much, or is it just because they're that good and not other teams can compete with them, really?
I think it's more or less because the Patriots play in a division that usually has two teams below, like, 500
probably, right?
Yeah, 500 easily.
We usually below have 500. 500, and we're always up
Miami
there.
Miami and Buffalo for the last years have been pretty pretty bad.
Mark, yeah. Yeah.
And last year was
bad. Is an understatement.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And even the Jets were 8-8 last year, so.
And when your team that takes, you know, double-digit wins every year, it takes away from the percentages to make it, you know, the toughest.
I think you give, if you give the Browns, if you give the AFC North has to play the NFC South this year, the Browns and the Ravens are 1-2, and then you're talking Bengals, Steelers are probably, you know, top. One of them's top 10.
Now, just
I would love to see Jabal Sheard just take out that quail back.
Now, just to have fun with this, if you think the AFC was against the Patriots, you think they would be the easiest schedule year after year still?
What do you mean?
Like, they always have the easiest schedule, right?
Because yeah, gotcha.
They're just flat out dominate almost everyone.
Well, that's not why they have the easiest schedule, though.
Right, but do you think they were in other harder divisions would change?
Obviously, if you put the Patriots in the AFC North and took out, say, the Bengals, their schedule would be harder. But then think about it: the Browns would have a .9 instead of .5.
If we had that, they would probably get more wins, and maybe one of our teams wouldn't have had three teams go in there.
I was just asking if you think they would actually be higher up on the list besides dead last like they normally are.
It's like that. It's like that with any team. Like, you put them in a better division, they're not going to be the team that they were. They're not going to have. They're going to have a lot harder schedule.
Now, how come we see the Ravens up there, we see the Browns up there, but we don't really see the Steelers up there for a little bit now. They're all the way, they're less than halfway. Why is that then? They're still in the AFC North.
Because they have to play the Browns.
True,
that's not the Steelers.
That's like a free win.
You're subtracting six wins. The Steelers were 10-6, right? Or were they?
Like
no,
that.
Were they 13-3?
No, I didn't think they were that high last year.
They were. I think they were higher. Dave, what was the Steelers' record last year?
Don't know.
12-4.
I'll go with 12-4.
We'll say 12-4. You're subtracting eight wins off their total for the Browns' record to replace that. Mm-hmm. When you're adding those eight wins, you're keeping those wins on for the Bengals.
Well,
they
get the two wins off the Browns almost year after year, which is a given, right?
It's about the teams that they play.
They're four and two in the AFC North.
That's what it's about. That's what he's trying to say.
All right, that's fine.
You play the Browns twice and they only won eight games. When you play the Steelers twice, they won, technically, if you want to look at it, 24 games because you got to play them twice.
All right, understandable.
As I look at it, the Steelers are the 17th highest, in strength of schedule, and yet they're the lowest in the AFC North of the toughest schedule. And that's 17th, so that's just about around half the league. The Bengals are a few above them, and then it's the Browns and the Ravens at the top. So AFC North is easily always facing the hardest competition because we're the best. We're I'd say there's only three tough divisions, and that's both the North, NFC and AFC, and then I think the NFC South is what's
South,
coming up.
Yeah.
And I think those are really the divisions really to be worried about.
I wouldn't say coming back.
Yeah. I mean, well, just you could name like three teams that can win those divisions. That's how tough it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just, and the thing is, for teams like the Steelers, their winning percentage is so low because, like I said, you're subtracting wins, and that's what drops them so much. Because, like Sal said, they have 24 wins versus the Browns 8 wins.
So
because you add them twice.
So they double team us, right?
More than that.
They like the orgias with like 12 black chicks.
3, 12,
ew.
Basically, we should have a parade for every time we beat the Steelers.
Yeah.
So that's how bad it's really been.
Super Bowl.
But looking at the schedule, what do you think week to week? Let's maybe pick one matchup apiece. What do you think the best matchup of the year is? Just pick any week, whatever you think the best.
And why?
Yeah, and why?
Sal, go first. No, Dave. Dave, go first.
Dave, go first. I like Dave.
Sorry, that was mean to put Sal on the spot like that.
Oh, thank you.
Nah, I really don't care.
I think probably one of the most interesting matchups probably be about week four, San Francisco versus the New York Jets, because that's probably when Tim Tebow is going to take over. Yeah, I'm just kidding about that.
He will start sometime this season.
Yeah, he will start sometime this season. My actual, though, it'd probably be week 15, Green Bay versus Chicago, because I believe those are the two teams that are going to be battling for that NFC North spot. And week 15 will probably be the turning point for who's going to take it.
And not just the NFC North spot, but the potential one or two seed in the NFC.
Yeah, that is a good point there, yeah.
See, I got to go with the same thing with the AFC. It's with the Giants and Patriots, you're going to see one of them in the playoffs, and, well, you're going to see them both in the playoffs.
Go on.
I don't like that.
Go on.
I don't like that anymore. I'm done.
Did the Giants and Patriots play this season?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say yes.
We're just curious.
Wow.
Dude, I don't fucking know who.
Fuck! And by the way, the Giants were in the NFC, though, too, so they weren't just in the – it was both AFC and NFC represented. But, Brett, why don't we go to you since Flav doesn't really know.
I'm going to be honest. I have my pick is Broncos-Patriots. Not only because –
What week is that?
I want to say it's, like, week 8 or 10. I don't remember off the top of my head. But not only because, like – that's Peyton's real coming back into the league. I saw an article on NFL.com, and that's what they said. It was one of the top matchups because that's Peyton's, like, comeback. I get to go up against Tom again. It's like, yay for me. But I really think that's going to be a matchup of teams that are competing for week five. Okay, week five. That's going to be a matchup of a potential playoff matchup and beginning part to teams that are going to be fighting for the 1-3 seed in the AFC, so. So I want to take. I have another one, but I'll say that.
I got two. One of them is for you guys. One of them is just one that I want to watch.
I have another one.
One, when the Browns sit there and get to play Kansas City, think about this matchup. The Browns could be playing Peyton Hillis. They got to go against Romeo Crennel again. And, barring an injury, Brady Quinn at quarterback.
I hate Brady Quinn.
They're probably going to draft somebody before Brady Quinn. Anyways,
I was like, I know I'm throwing it into the wind here. Probably improbable that all three of those people will be having input in the game.
I just give up on today.
I thought it was a little bit interesting. But the one that I actually am excited about is week 12, which is a little bit later in the season and could definitely have some playoff implications, is 49ers Saints when they play each other. Two powerhouses, big defense against a big offense. I still think the Saints are going to be there, even though Sean Payton.
I think it's just going to be interesting to watch the Saints in general, just how they recuperate from that whole situation.
I have to say, I know the Giants play the 49ers again. I don't know what week.
It's week six.
Week six.
That was my number two. That was my 1A.
San Francisco wants some payback.
Do the Texans play the Bills? Because that'll be a fun matchup.
You know what? I think San Francisco should bench that wide receiver that dropped all those fumbles and all that stuff, if he's still on the team at that point.
If you rip someone's head off in the middle of a game, do you still go to jail? I'm looking out for Mario Williams. I'm just asking. I just want to know. I'm not sure. But Tim Tebow, week seven. Are we starting? Week seven. No. Fife, knock it off.
Skip Bayless said week five. Stephen A. Smith said week 12.
When Sanchez, who sucks at quarterback, struggles, which will probably be from the first game on, everybody's gonna be talking right away.
They're playing the Bills the first week. They're gonna win. Second off,
it's Mark Sanchez. He is not that good.
What was the Bills' record at week six of last year?
Didn't they have like seven straight wins right away?
Yeah, they did.
They did nothing the rest of the season.
But they still had the good start.
They get Fitzpatrick a contract for the next who knows. I don't even remember what the contract was.
But wait, hold on.
They gave him the contract. Right,
what's that defensive end they just got?
He's
pretty good, I heard.
Mario Williams.
Oh, yeah. Who's the Pro Bowl left tackle they have?
Okay. And who's Sanchez who can't Mario throw Williams? And who'll probably get his
Pro Joe Thomas?
Yeah.
Joe Thomas?
Oh, yeah, funny.
What team is he talking about?
He's the other Pro Bowler. It's from the AFC.
So you lost me.
And their Pro Bowl center.
Actually, wasn't it Jake Long?
No, DeBrick Shaw was up there, too.
Alex Mack was
after people
center.
Got injured, maybe?
No, I'm trying to tell you. He was there. I know, 110%.
Alex Mack was Pro Bowl center, FYI. Just saying.
Nick Mangold was the Rebel center.
Was Alex Mack?
Alex Mack was not there last year.
Yes, he was.
2 years ago he was. Not last
he was
year.
There last year, too.
I'm almost positive
he was a reserve, but he was there last year, so go fuck yourself.
Sitting
okay.
On the bench.
I don't care. He still played. It was the Pro Bowl. Everybody gets to play because it's Hawaii. Bite me. but I don't remember what matchup I was going to say. I had another matchup. Totally forgot about it. Okay. All right.
Was it the Patriots and the Giants? Because that's what I still choose.
If they play, it'll be a good match.
If they play in the playoffs, maybe.
Okay, Super Bowl.
Think, well, they had to be playing. I mean, you figure they didn't play. Did they play each other last year in the regular season?
I don't recall.
Let's
that.
Do some math on this one.
I don't think so.
I don't think they did. And they didn't the year before, but they did the year that they lost the Super Bowl. The Patriots lost the Super Bowl to the Giants, which
that's
was
when they played in the regular season.
Yes.
They played each other.
They you play,
during the regular
you play
season,
every team in the NFL once every 4 years at minimum.
Yeah.
I thought it was three.
Four.
Four.
Okay.
Four
okay.
Last year the Patriots played them twice, one in preseason, which they lost, but
and
in preseason.
The oh, so
and
they
then,
did
but
play.
No, they, but they beat them in week nine. They also played, and they lost
last
them
season?
In week nine.
Yeah, so they
okay,
did play last
yeah,
year.
They
okay.
won't play this year.
That was,
unless
yeah,
it's
they
random,
won't play
they won't play
that
this
was,
year.
Yeah. That was totally my bad then.
No, I mean, I'm just saying it won't happen. It'd be a cool matchup, though.
It would be, and I can't wait to see it again because it will
in
happen
In all
again.
Honesty, another quite good matchup I'm kind of excited for is, like, Broncos-Chargers, Broncos-Raiders, stuff like that, because I want to see if Peyton can really, like, rip these teams apart like he should.
If it's Peyton of old, basically.
If it's all Peyton, yes. Fuck you, Tom Brady.
It's going to be interesting
Chargers,
to see how he
Chargers
comes back from that
Oakland.
Neck injury.
Don't forget Oakland has a really good defense.
Yeah. Well, they also have Carson Palmer, so... Two wrongs don't make it right, Sal.
True.
But three lefts make it right.
Two Rodgers don't make it right.
Unless they're both Aarons.
Yes, unless they're both Aarons. And if you have two Aaron Rodgers on your team, go you.
Brett Favre
all the way.
Because
you know how to clone people.
That is creepy.
Okay. So, another thing that's happening, this I believe it's this Saturday, right, Dave? This Saturday, UFC's going on. And we're getting into that the arm bar and then the triangle choke. And stuff like that. So I want to have Dave talk a little bit about the Jones-Evans fight that's going
on.
Yeah,
there's a big fight. It's been waiting for a while. John Jones, John Bones Jones, the reigning light heavyweight champion, is taking on the contender Rashad Evans, who Jones got the title when Evans got injured, and he had to replace him after a couple weeks from his last fight, and he came in and won, and now he's looking the most dominant, one of the most dominant
awesome.
Title holders I've seen. And I think it's going to be an interesting matchup because they both came out of Greg Jackson's camp. And now Rashad has left that because he had a falling out with them. And it's just going to be interesting because they used to be friends. Now they're just rivals and they're going for the title. It's going to be a pretty emotional, I think, fight on both sides. Like they're just going to want to get hammer everything out. And I think it should be Jones, I believe, is just going to be very technical while Evans is going to be, I don't know, he's just, I think he's going to try to make it a wrestling match because he's pretty good on the ground and do some ground and pound with him.
Do you think that it's up? A media-based rivalry, or do you think it's a really, like, I don't like you anymore, you don't like me, I'm going to punch you in the face, I'm knocking you out rivalry?
Well, I think it would be more, it's more actual personal, because one of the main reasons, like, Jackson, or Evans left Greg Jackson's camp is because of Jones. Like, Greg Jackson brought in John Jones in the camp while Evans was there, like, being a contender and stuff. And then he became more, and, like, John Jones was being more, like, looked at that from Greg Jackson, where Rashad was kind of getting jilted from that.
Middle so child envy.
But they used to be, you know, used to be good friends. Yeah. Now he's all upset with Greg Jackson and you know, Howard Jones, all this stuff. And it's just, hey, it's what happens. You know, this guy gets good, and it just goes on like that. And I think this is going to be a little, I think he just got a little jealous.
I think the reason he gets so much attention is Rashad, Mr. Sugar, has he gets too emotional with everything. You always see
hot
him
headed.
Coming out.
Completely
hot-headed.
He's
talking. That's half of his game is sitting there talking to try to make publicity.
And you know what?
Everything.
A lot of people have that game. It's just how it goes. It's just, but I mean, yeah, it's a good point. But that's some people goes that way, and that's why I like John Jones a lot because he's just a humble guy. Like he's not gonna really do a lot of talking. He's gonna do it all in the cage,
yeah,
and that's best about it.
Yeah.
I do got to go off subject real quick. Not necessarily off UFC, but just that fight in general. Did you hear something about Brock Lesnar coming back, but
yep.
not in the UFC?
He's going to wrestling. He's going back to wrestling.
He's going back to wrestling.
Oh, is he back in wrestling? I heard
WWE.
I heard he was moving somewhere. I heard he was going somewhere. I just couldn't.
No,
remember.
He went back to the WWE.
I don't care who Brock Lesnar thinks he is, but he cannot smell the Rock is cooking.
You owe him $1,000 right now.
Yeah, that's
you want to say
point.
Jim Brony and make it like
$2,000.
It's Jim Brony.
Actually, I saw someone. I saw some of that earlier today when I was playing the game. They put Jim Boney, and I was like, okay. Wait,
back,
what?
Back to UFC. Back to UFC. Sorry, I got excited.
So I don't know. I don't know how much you guys pay attention, but I think it's going to be an amazing fight. I mean, John Jones has only lost one fight, and that was by technicality of him down elbowing on Matt Hamill. And he's got disqualified for it. That's why, because he was on top of him, and he just did a downwards elbow on the top of his head, which is illegal.
Dude should have been paying attention.
And that was the only reason he lost.
What
did
the statistics look like for the matchup? What do we got, like the height advantage and the reach advantage? What
do we
got there?
Okay, with Rashad, he's 5'11", and obviously they're all 205. And he has a 75-inch reach, but they don't have John Jones' reach on here. But he's 6'4", so I'm assuming it's a pretty big reach. I heard he has like the biggest reach in all of MMA, or I believe that's what I heard. So I'm assuming maybe like in 82 or so, probably inch reach.
Isn't there a really tall guy in the MMA, like 7'2 or something like that, that has like a 95 reach?
Oh, no, you're talking about Stephen Struve. Yeah, he's like 6'11".
No, dude, that's the Globetrotters.
I don't know his reaches, but he's 6'11", yeah.
This guy's
tall
as hell.
Heavyweight.
All right, let's go around really quick. We'll start with Sal. Make your pick really fast for the fight. Sal?
Bones.
I got to go John Jones.
I'm going to have to go with Evans. Actually, because I think Evans wants it more. He wants
John
it. I'll be the outcast. That's fine. I'll be the outcast.
I don't know why that sounds so cool to me. I don't know why. I get excited when I say Bones.
I'll put $10 on. I'll put $10.
Exactly why.
I'll put $10 against you guys that Evans wins.
No, this is not a gambling game.
So am I going to have to pay for your $10 because you have no money right now?
I am working, Dave.
That
I don't know what you're talking
cut
about.
Out. Dave uncalled for.
Yeah,
okay.
Right? Thank you.
So
thank you.
All right, moving on. One topic I wanted to bring up, it has to deal with hockey, which is kind of interesting for all the rest of us. But I know as of Right Meow, the Edmonton Boilers/Oilers, whatever you want to call them, they have the number one pick in the NHL draft this season. But the kicker is they've had the number one pick for the past three seasons. And, you know, I was looking at the statistics, and since they do a lottery, just like the NBA, the Oilers were second to last this season, but the previous 2 years they were both last. So I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that, and can you really keep being that bad? Like, let's be serious.
Especially getting those number one
picks. Even with the lottery, like, and it's not like they're lucky, they're bad.
Well, I mean, you got the
Cavs kind of got lucky, though. They're just bad.
You got the other great teams. You still got the Red Wings. The Red Wings are always a threat. You got Philadelphia Flyers, who are always a threat. There's just big name hockey teams that are always going to destroy someone like the Oilers. So let's just face it.
Yeah, I understand your point. I know you're going with that. It's a good comeback, but yeah.
I think it's that, and I think the amount of people that play on a hockey team. Well, I think it's more of like football. It takes you a couple of years in football to rebuild.
You need that
and
chemistry.
Just because you have 22 players that start, and in hockey you have so many lines. So yeah, you can have one or two good guys that are going to come out in a line. It's just you need a bunch of good players compared to the NBA. NBA. If when you're the Cavs, you come in, you get LeBron. Year two, you're going to start having an extremely big winning advantage compared to where you were at because you only have five starters. Yeah, you probably play maybe eight or nine. But
the thing is, though, also it's like it's different sports where it's, in basketball, well, you're only playing five guys at a time. In hockey, you're playing five guys, but you, as Sal said, you rotate a lot, and it's just a different game. And you know, I don't know if they start right away in the majors. They probably start in the minor leagues.
Not a number one pick.
They might. You never know.
It's not baseball, bro. It's not baseball.
You never know, because they still need time to.
It's not baseball.
You always need time to adjust, though. Because it's a totally different league.
You start on the third line, not in the minor leagues.
So you're a hockey expert, then? You know?
No, I'm just saying, man. Play NHL. The game even proves they do that.
It's a video game.
It's still the same exact way, because when you draft someone in baseball, they get put in your minor league system on like AA or AAA.
Right.
But when you're in the NHL, you draft someone number one, they get put on your starting roster. They might be a backup, yeah. But
oh, well,
still
yeah, regardless.
Roster.
Yeah, okay. I got you.
They're still fielding like your NHL roster. I don't know. I just like, what were the. I remember we talked about this the other day, and you said the Rams had, like, two straight number two picks.
Yeah, they were like two or three straight years they were the number two overall pick, like because they're that bad. But the thing is, the difference is it's not a lottery. They don't do a lottery. That's
they go off by record.
The Oilers just got lucky because I mean they're a lottery. Obviously, the worst pick where they had the two years they had the best chances. but it's still a lottery. It's still up in the air. Cause
no.
What we the when the Cavs had the Clippers pick last year, that ended up being number one pick. What, it was like eighth overall, and was like an 8% chance of getting it, or like a really low chance of actually getting it. And it
but
got
the Oilers were number two this year. That's not that's a lot different.
It's a lot, but it doesn't mean that they're always good. And we, they just got
like
lucky. It's, I'm just saying,
30%
it's still luck no matter what, because it's a it's still random draw. It says, yes, you have more opportunities, but it's still random
like
draw.
30 to 8.
Do
though.
They do?
Do
they do
difference.
The exact lottery just like the NBA does it, or do they do it a different way? Do you know?
I didn't get into all that. I think it's generally the same way.
Like, if you're the top three worst, you secure one of the three spots? One of the first three picks?
No. NBA doesn't do that, do they? No.
If you're
no,
if,
I thought they...
If in the NBA, there's a certain point. If you're the worst team,
right.
You can't go any farther than fourth.
Yeah.
You're getting
is it the fourth pick?
Guaranteed, yeah. Like, in no
they,
lower than the fourth pick.
I thought they did that with, like, the top four, or the worst four teams, though. Where they
well, it goes back every time. I looked it up earlier. It's like if you're number two pick, I think you can't go any farther than the fifth, and so on.
So it
like
just
that.
Progresses like that.
It
I guess.
Progresses
okay.
that
yeah,
way,
yeah.
I believe. But I mean, obviously, you have the better chance to get the one, but you can't just go. You're guaranteed at least the fourth. So.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know exactly how hockey does it. The way when I looked at it, it seemed like hockey must do it a little bit different because a lot of the picks were spot on. Like the 3 years ago, 4 years ago, the Oilers were 10th overall and they had the 10th pick.
So
and
it kind of directly
it
almost
was a
relates.
Lot more spot on.
Yeah,
than
it almost relates
is.
To their.
So I don't
record.
Know how it's done, but I guess I do make the point where it's a lot easier in the NFL to consistently be bad. We know this than it is in the NHL, especially if you're doing a lottery. But
and there's also more games though too, so there's more chances to make up.
Now.
I didn't see that.
How many games are in an NHL 82. Game?
82.
Is it 82?
Like basketball. When there's not a lockout.
When there's not a lockout. And then they complain. And then they complain that they're...
You guys are need to be. I didn't get enough money. Oh.
Don't they still get the same amount of money?
Oh, don't get me started.
Don't they get paid for 80 still for 82 games even though they're playing, what, 60?
I think it would.
Just
I think it's just more per game.
Yeah,
though.
But if they
it's
didn't...
Like you're saying
so they're getting paid
well,
the same amount.
You're still based yearly.
If they didn't come to an agreement, though, they would have gotten no money. And that's what they were complaining about. They weren't getting enough because people like certain number six and number three from the lowest team in the America.
America.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you know, you got those Dwayne Wade guys over there
not
making $14 million a year, you know, no matter what. But I don't need more money.
And that conveniently that's gonna kinda push us into our next topic. I know it was about a week ago, maybe a week and
I think,
a week and
I
two
think
days,
Ray
week
Allen's comments
days.
Were 2 weeks ago and then Wade was last week. Because
they were pretty
it.
Close.
Yeah, they're pretty close. So.
But I know they were talking about how NBA players should get paid to play in the Olympics, not win. I did not say win. I said play. So
and only think, NBA.
Yeah, and I don't know if Dave, you want to jump into this a little bit more. You know about the exact comments.
Yeah, like I only saw Wade's comments, but it was support into Ray Allen where they should be getting paid by the merchandising rights of like all the jersey sales and all stuff that they should get like a percentage of that. And the thing that upset me a lot of that, not alone that paid to be in the Olympics, which is an honor alone to represent your country, but the fact that he specifically said NBA players should be get paid to do that. I mean, I just think that's it's you're already getting so much money alone through just your salary and then other advertisements. As they said, $14 million a year for basketball contract alone.
Yeah.
So you add in, I don't know, what, 15, another 15 for merchandising or for advertising, all this stuff. And he doesn't make enough that he wants to get more?
I don't
understand.
That. I would think he would even mean more about his other players. Because think about a lot of the rookies actually end up playing on the Olympic team, depending on what year it is.
But
and I feel like they should all get money, but I feel like they should all get the same exact dollar amount. It shouldn't be.
But no, they shouldn't
Grant
get anything.
Wade,
but why should
so
they get anything
me,
to represent your country?
You're telling me a basketball player should get money because he plays basketball,
no.
But a marathon runner should get jacked.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. I think all of them should get paid the same exact
yeah,
dollar.
Yeah, but
why?
If you go
it's
based
not a
on merchandising,
sport.
If you go based on merchandising,
if
the basketball player automatically gets more than... Who's going to buy a track jersey, bro?
But that's not his fault.
Sal, you're playing every 4 years. You're doing it every 4 years.
Merchandising, because I'm not even saying, I don't care about the merchandise. I'm saying they should forget about the merchandise. They should all give each of them a certain dollar amount. If they qualify for the Olympic team.
No. There's your problem. There's your problem. They don't qualify. They get invited.
That's a lie. They all qualify. Basketball gets invited. Everything else qualifies.
Right. Fine. All right. Everyone else qualifies. Basketball gets invited.
Sports gets invited. Okay. Team sports get invited. Individual.
So why should I pay you? Because I invite you to come represent your country.
Multiple people denied it, though.
That's fine. You can deny it. I go on to the next person.
So if you want to go and you want to get paid extra money, then go. If not,
no. You shouldn't have to be paid to have the honor of representing your country in the biggest stage of the world.
They're still putting a big sacrifice online. What happens if they go in and tear an ACL?
Because it's the biggest honor there is,
and they have insurance.
Do you think people know stuff? You strive to be there because that is the ultimate stage.
Wait. So you're telling me that it's cool for a basketball player to go, what if he tears an ACL? What if the long jumper who works at Home Depot snaps his leg and can't go to work and is now fucked out of his $10-an-hour job? And he's fucked.
And that's his
he doesn't get work.
And that's his risk as well.
And that's the NBA player's risk.
Because he wants to go, he wants to win a gold
medal. But you're not paying him. You're paying the NBA player who already makes money. That's what you said. That's what you just said.
No, I'm trying to tell you, they all should get paid the same. That's exactly
no.
They shouldn't get paid. It's an honor to be there. They're already getting paid. They're paying for their way to get there. The other companies are already paying for all the travel and stuff, I'm sure.
You get paid to win.
They don't have to pay for anything themselves. They're getting free.
Hey.
Like athletic clothes and all this stuff from all these other companies, you're already getting a lot of free. And you'll make your money come back out of advertisements. Because how much did Michael Phelps get after he won all those gold medals? Just from advertisements alone.
If you win.
A bajillion
not
dollars.
What if you don't win? And you still put all that on the rest. You put all that online.
The $10-an-hour worker at Home Depot or Dwayne
the
Wade
greatest.
Do Sam, not get
it's
paid.
It's the biggest stage in the world. It's a place where
you
only
go
few
to the
people
Olympics
go.
For money. You go for respect and to represent your country.
Absolutely. If you have to be paid to go, I don't want you to go. I don't care if we lose everything. If we have to pay you to go, I don't want you there. I don't care if we lose every gold medal there ever is.
If you don't win, here's some advice.
Don't win.
Oh, everybody will watch.
Nobody will watch if the United States doesn't.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Watch.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? How bad?
We don't win the Olympics normally. We've never. I can't tell you the last time we won a Winter Olympics. I can't tell
not
you.
The whole thing. We're competitive. You're trying to say if we're not going to be competitive. People aren't going to
no,
go
if we're not paying them, people are so competitive. We don't pay our 4x1 team to go be competitive. No, they go and they earn their way, and if they win, they get paid.
Our team could still even be better.
You know what Dwayne Wade is? What's in Dwayne Wade?
Crybaby.
He's just a baby.
I believe Sal's in that category, too. You have to be paid to have the highest honor there is.
I understand where he's coming
from. Dwayne Wade's baby. He's a money-grabbing.
Oh, sorry. I understand. He's a millionaire
selfish.
Who wants to get rich.
Dwayne does not care about the $50,000 they would pay him. Let's say it's $50,000. I don't know how much they would actually pay each player. He doesn't care about the flousy $50,000 that they would
yes,
pay.
Yes, he does, because
yes,
he said
he does.
He said he wants to.
By the way, he's not talking about... Let him finish his point. Sal, go on. Sal, finish your point.
He doesn't care about that $50,000 he's going to be. I honestly think that he was thinking about everybody else and that everybody else should be paid a certain amount.
But then, so you don't pay college players? Because he said only NBA players get paid.
Right.
So college players don't get paid.
No, I would say if they play in the Olympics, you pay the college players as well. Yeah,
but you can't. NCAA wouldn't allow that to happen.
NCAA doesn't allow it to happen.
They voluntarily went to the Olympics. How can the NCAA violate?
Because you're not allowed to accept money at all. Because you're an NCAA athlete. You're not allowed to accept anything. Because that's accepting money for that. Because once you're being paid professionally, you cannot play college sports. Period. Yep. That's why you can't play college ball and professional baseball.
You're not allowed to accept anything from
anyone. That's
why you
have a choice. You can't accept any money at all. You can't be paid to do anything because you're not professional. That's why Inez Kanter didn't play at Kentucky's because when he was in Turkey, he got paid professionally. Well, that was in Turkey though. So I mean, but why would that matter? Well, he got paid to be a professional, so he's classified as a professional, not NCAA college athlete.
And he'd be a professional Olympic. Fucking basketball player. It doesn't make a difference. That's being a professional. He wasn't getting paid.
If you're not getting paid, you're not
being
professional.
I'm talking about getting paid to play for your country.
You shouldn't.
You're saying you're being very Republican about this. Give the rich people more money and tell the poor people to go fuck off.
I said get everybody the same amount. That's what I said.
You can't though, because Dwayne Wade would never accept the same amount as the guy who works at Home Depot.
He wouldn't have a choice.
So you're gonna give everybody millions. If Dwayne Wade has to get millions of dollars to be accepted, you're gonna give runners millions of dollars.
That is not true. They all get paid the same. If you win, you don't win. That's your problem. You have to win.
The way I looked it up, I looked it up a few different ways. Apparently, you don't get paid by the International Olympic Committee for winning. You don't. If you win a gold medal, you get a gold medal. Cool. Apparently, you get paid. Some countries pay. So not even all countries pay. So you're saying, like, what if Spain doesn't play? pay. But you're saying give Ricky Rubio rights off his jersey. So he goes over there and he makes $2 million. But everyone else makes zero. That's what you're saying. For the exact same amount of time. Actually, more
That's
time
so
and effort.
That's fair.
Because the
Ricky
summer,
Ricky
the track
jersey.
Is... But it's the same
that?
Exact
because
concept
that was,
as
he was
Dwayne
talking about
Wade.
Merchandising rights.
Merchandising
right.
rights.
I'm not talking about that at all.
Well, that's what his comment was.
You can't give all them the same amount of money because they
give
won't accept
salaries
it.
Salaries to do it.
What do you mean they won't accept it? You're trying to tell me, hey,
Dwayne Wade will not be like, oh, I'll take $50,000 to go play in the Olympics.
If I'm Chauncey Billups and I'm just playing because I want to play and because I get invited to the team and then I'm going to get paid an extra, let's say it's just $50,000 for everybody. You're going to tell me that he was going to play either way. That he's not going to take the $50,000 on top of.
You're not going to give.
If he wasn't going to play, go in the Olympics without being paid, I don't want him.
You're not going to give Dwight Phillips.
That's my point. He was going to go either way. He was going to go either way for a guy like that.
So then, why do we need to pay him?
Then you're not giving. You're missing the point. You're not giving the guy who's going to win a gold medal, Dwight Phillips, a long jumper. You're not giving him $50,000. You're not. It's never going to happen.
Why not? Why can't you?
Because they're not. You know how many people they'd be giving $50,000 to?
Yeah, that would be.
You understand how many teams they have? You're talking, a U.S. has a soccer team, a water polo team, a basketball team. That's 50-some people right
there.
Isn't
it hundreds of athletes
we have
in there?
We're talking like 400 people you're giving money to. $50,000 a piece for not even winning, for just going.
I don't know how much you would give him. I'm just throwing out a number. But
you don't even get that much if you win a gold medal.
Yeah, you win a gold medal. I heard that you get
it's
25.
Like 20, yeah, 25 at like
25K ops. If you win
it
a gold
medal.
It
works if
you're Michael
Phelps.
And that's from the
U.S.
Olympic Committee.
It works. No, you don't get paid from the Olympic Committee.
No, the U.S.
Oh,
Olympic.
U.S.
So
yeah,
U.S.
not
US.
International.
Olympic.
U.S.
Yeah. Not international, just U.S.
Cool for Michael Phelps is he wins 8 medals, he wins $200,000. But you're missing the point. Like, the girl who works an 8-hour job who happens to be an awesome 400 runner and goes, and she comes in fourth. Fuck yourself. That's what you're saying. Like, how are you going to say that? They're both American. You can't say give Dwayne Wade money and tell the runners to go fuck themselves. That's how I see this.
And that's why.
That's how I see what Dwayne Wade said, too.
And that's why you
Dwayne
don't,
Wade was telling the rest of the U.S. Olympic team to fuck off.
Just
pretty
because
much.
Basketball makes a lot on jersey sales and stuff like that, just we deserve to get it? No. You are going there.
I don't agree with his jersey sale comment. That's my point. That's all I'm saying. I said I went a different way. That's what I feel like they all should be doing.
I really did. If you are a greedy bastard, and I'll say this, like Dwayne Wade or LeBron
Ray Allen.
Is going to be,
Ray Allen.
And you're going to tell the rest of your fellow U.S. Olympic team, all however many, fuck themselves. We play basketball. We're better than you, even though we make $50 million a year and you make $225,000 a year.
I don't agree with what he said.
Right here. We're all on the same podcast floor. We're all doing this for the fun of it. We make $100 an episode. Me, blah, blah, blah. You make nothing. How would you feel about that?
Obviously, I wouldn't feel as good, but I that's not my point. You missed my point 1,010%. Did I say entire podcast that I wanted NBA players to get paid more because they're in the NBA?
No, you say everyone should get paid, but you shouldn't get paid to do an honor. You shouldn't get paid.
You shouldn't get paid to be the highest level ever. Okay. Every 4 years, you're at the highest level there is in athletics.
Here's my thing.
You shouldn't be paid because it's the honor to be there,
like,
especially representing your country.
So it's kind of like I'm sitting there. I'm a firefighter. I run into more fires than you do. Should I get paid more? Is that what you're going off of, Sal? I'm a firefighter. I run into more fires than you do. I get paid more because I risk my life more than you do?
No. Do you run into the fire that one firefighter from every country runs into, so you get paid more for that?
Right. I mean, no. We get paid on a certain level just to save people's lives. You get honored.
That's my point exactly.
You get honored.
Get paid the same.
No, you get honored.
I'm a firefighter. He's a firefighter. And we're all from different countries. Or not different countries. We're all from America, so we all should get paid the same.
No, you get honored to play for your country.
I see. Okay. Points
we
I do
ain't
see.
Agree on this, so.
Points I do see.
I have
you. It is here for. It is you're going to the Olympics for honor, for respect, to represent your country, whether it be America, whether it be
Uganda,
Uzbekistan, whether it be Jamaica. That's what you're going for,
and you're trying to prove to the world you're the best at that,
at what you do. Yeah, that's a good point. But the thing that bothers me is saying that. One, it's harder to go. Look at it this way. The final four teams that play for the gold, silver, and bronze medal for basketball made up of 48 guys. Go look at the relay, or not even the relay. Go look at the final heat for the 100 meter. Three of those dudes win, five lose. And those dudes have worked for probably 6 or 7 years to get to that point, never getting paid millions of dollars like the basketball players do, who take 3 months out of their job. These dudes are they're normal people. What? Yeah, one might be Usain Bolt, where he goes around, he flies around the world and blows everybody out, or it might be Michael Phelps. But you're taking
there's a lot of
guys who get paid millions of dollars, and they're gonna get paid. But the people who earn that right, and it was way harder for them to earn that right, and they earn that right against the world. Not necessarily just they qualified against, say, 50 other Americans to be one of the three Americans to go run for the 100, let alone four Americans, because you might run the 4x1, let alone the winner, because you still have to face Usain Bolt, who runs like a .3, which is unfair. Like, let's be honest, cartoon man. You're going to take that guy, and then how are you going to be like, ah, well, as Obama, Dwayne Wade's going to get money, but nah, Dwight Phillips, leave. I don't care if you won the long jump. Cool. Here's your money, leave. Cool that you just trained for 7 or 8 years to win the long jump. Cool. Cool.
That's
that
why I said there could be no debate when you pay them all the same.
But that, see,
when you pay them all the same, there's no you have no debate.
That's unrealistic. It's
but
too much money.
You think Dwayne Wade's going to accept going that low? Just like just I'm going to get $20,000 if
like
they
you
pay
voluntarily.
When you start paying,
you get selected to go and you get to
choose. So if it's voluntary, then there's no point of giving any monetary
when
value.
When you start paying for the Olympics, it's an international Yankees team where you pay for your gold medals. You don't pay to play. You
and that's
pay
very dishonorable.
Here's another
that's
point.
Very
here's another point.
No,
it's not. People
to win.
Move.
Those elite players, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, those kind of players, they don't give a shit about the $50,000 they're going to make.
But
they
that's
don't.
Why they're complaining about the money, though.
Yeah, that's why they want
how
the
many,
money.
How many regular people you hear complaining
they're
about the money?
Commenting
zero.
Commenting about the money.
No. They said they wanted the money.
I want more money to go to the Olympics.
He says if he wants to go, then it's his choice also not to go if he gets elected to go. That is the point.
Yeah, so then he shouldn't have to worry about getting paid. You could just say no, then don't. I don't want you going
if
we
were
need
to say,
pay you to go.
If he were
fine.
To say...
But if there should be some kind of payment that happens,
if,
I feel like it should
no,
all be the
if
same.
If Dwayne Wade were to say,
okay,
I think
fine, here,
that...
Fine. Switch this then. We'll switch around completely.
Yeah, I wasn't trying
if,
to make a comment.
No, because you all keep saying the same exact thing. I'm the only one different from the three of you, okay? So then tell me how it should be, okay? The basketball players are already getting paid millions. So you think the players that are working at Home Depot, doing whatever, you think they should get paid hundreds of thousands, and the basketball players should get paid $5,000.
I don't think anybody should get paid anything, except if you win a gold. If the Olympic Committee decides that's what they're doing, they just that's fine. But the fact that you have to be paid just to go there, no. They should just if you want to go there and you want to be in the Olympics, then you go on your own accord. And but things you're getting your way paid by the U.S. Olympic Committee, I'm sure.
And
like they pay your fare, your hotel, and all that stuff. I'm sure
you
get that.
Honesty,
and you don't need to worry about anything else.
In all honesty, I would be completely okay with giving people that say you say so person A runs 100 and he runs and he wins a gold medal and he breaks the world record. I would be completely okay with giving that dude $200,000 where Dwayne Wade went, played, let's say, 48 minutes in a game. He played 34 minutes. They came in fourth. Don't give that fucker shit. Don't give him shit. He should be like, you didn't win. Oh, well. The other dude broke a world record and won. Give him money. If Dwayne Wade got paid, should give his money to the other people.
And look, think of what this is. For the USA.
Be an American. Don't be a fucking
Jew. For the USA team. How many of the first few games are actually a joke for the USA team? They can play with their second.
That's why they lost 8 years ago, because they thought it was a joke. And you had people like LeBron and Wade who came in and
well,
thought
they
it was
take
a
it
joke. And they're like, oh, we're just going to come play basketball. And then they lost.
With the team that they have, they should go far every year.
They should win.
They should win every year, like the dream
when,
team.
When they,
like the dream team.
But you're right.
They got,
when
they, like,
when
oh,
they take it as a joke, they lose.
And now they want more money.
Yeah. So... For the same people that are going this, is it? Yeah, for the same people who want to go now that lost what 8 years ago, why would we want to pay them now?
I see what you're saying, and you think I'm on Dwayne Wade's side. I'm not on Dwayne Wade's side at all.
You sound like you're on Dwayne Wade's side.
I know what your side is. You're saying you want to pay people in general, and I'm saying no, we don't pay anybody in general for going there.
You're not listening. I'm saying I don't mind the way it is now, but if you're going to pay, if you're talking about paying anybody, everybody should pay the same. That's my opinion.
Okay, but I'm saying don't pay
don't
anybody at all.
You don't have to pay anybody. Okay, then that's the way it is now, and I'm fine with that. But if you're talking about paying players, you got to pay everybody, and you pay everybody the same.
All right. Okay. Enough about the Olympics. We'll come back to that and say, like, June-ish. All right. So, point of the show. Time
fish
for the fishbowl.
Before the fishbowl.
The fishbowl. Yeah, go for it.
Sure.
Okay.
Stop picking a fucking topic.
You sound depressed.
No, just minor 3-second thing. From ESPN, Dwight Howard is having season-ending back surgery, so he's going to miss the rest
wow.
of the play. He's going to miss the entire playoffs and the Olympics.
They had that title that said he wasn't going to play for Stan Van Gundy anyway.
They did,
which
but
I
was just saying,
well,
we were talking about it made me think about it because I saw it come up, and we were talking about the Olympics, so he's not going to play for the Olympic
could
team.
Could be fake, like Tom Eckert saying, eh, we might not take a running back. Sort of guy, you don't take a running back, dude. I'm coming.
Never
I'm finding
that.
You.
No, I'm going to take, I'm going to take 3 seconds out of everybody's time. Just
1, 2, 3.
I want to say rest in peace, 4, 5, Dick Clark. Well, I got to.
I was doing it at the end of the show, bro.
Oh, were you? I'm sorry.
Whole spiel
I didn't.
Had
oh, him. Do it now.
No, I'm not doing
since
it now.
Hancock
I'm
killed, since Brett killed him anyway.
Do, yeah, do it. You killed him anyway. All right. We have a spiel at the end of the show for Dick
okay,
Clark.
We'll get back to it later.
A little
all right, okay. Back to the fishbowl.
Nobody told Dean. Assholes.
Why Tim Tebow sucks.
Yes.
Awesome.
That is Tim Tebow sucks. Right. Sal's getting ready for this one. So, Sal, was this your topic?
No, it wasn't, but thank God it's in there.
Was this your card? No, no.
It was,
no,
it, was that your
it
card?
Wasn't, it wasn't a Joker. Was this your card? That's a goldfish. Hold on, next card. Was this your card? No, no.
So,
no, I didn't think so.
Sal, why don't you start this off? I know you're
right.
Sal, start this off.
Oh my God, I wish I had my statistics in front of me right now because I was so not prepared for this subject yet. He is horrible. He throws the ball worse than Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy can't throw the ball fucking further than 15 yards.
Okay, don't take this to the Browns.
Oh,
keep it all on Tebow.
By the way, he was still – Colt McCoy was still top 15 to 20 in the NFL, where Tebow was bottom three.
I said he's worse than Colt McCoy. Listen to my statements.
But you had an invalid statement.
What?
Sorry, go on.
Anyways, he sucks. He has a quarterback rating of like 10 for 3.5 quarters of the game. And all of a sudden in the fourth quarter – he comes out, runs a couple times, throws a couple lucky passes, and has his receivers like Thomas come out and run 80 yards against Steelers defense.
Demaryius Thomas.
Demaryius Thomas, thank you. I knew sort of the D. I couldn't say his freaking name. He runs 80 yards down the field and beats the Steelers in the playoffs and has his defense and his kicker carry him. Matt Prater, I pray to you.
Awesome.
Can we start saying that? Prater, we pray
and,
you.
And by the way, Tim Tebow is also one of those quailbacks, as I put it. He's
no,
a runner.
He's nowhere close to a good quailback.
I'm not saying he's good, but he's a quailback. He's a runner that happens to throw.
He's a horrible
so
quailback.
can we give
a quailback
second so we can all Tebow real quick?
No.
Since we
no,
all love him?
No.
I'm gonna Tebow for Tebow.
You can
go
Tebow
ahead.
All
keep
you
talking
want.
Talking because we're not stupid.
Just a guy last night. We had
you know,
at the
here,
bowling
here,
alley,
here,
I wanted to hit
here,
the face
here.
Of the bowling ball.
Oh, I dropped my Gatorade. I did something bad. Let me Tebow.
Hey, I threw the ball 2 yards, and my runner decided to get a touchdown out of it for 80 yards. Oh, I'm awesome, though, because I threw the ball 80 yards, apparently.
My real problem with Timothy... I'm gonna go by. I'm gonna name
it. Is it because he's a virgin?
It's not. It's not because he probably. It's not because he probably isn't. It's because
his girlfriend
don't
that in
say.
There.
Don't say he's a good quarterback, people.
I
if you're from Florida and you're listening to this, don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to Matt Prather. Admit he's not a good quarterback. He's a terrible quarterback. He was the worst rated quarterback in the NFL last year, except from Jake Delhomme, who didn't play.
Dohomey.
I swear to God,
the only thing you could
he's
say,
not.
The only thing
singing?
You could say about him is right. that somehow he finds a way to win. And I, not necessarily him, but he's been on winning. That's the only thing you can really throw at him. Like
you
not
know,
because he's a quarterback, not because of that he just finds a way to win.
Dave, do you want to know why? Do you want to know why?
Because so
I'm not going to say he's good, but he's very balanced as a quarterback. He is excellently. He's a very good balance.
Are you really doing this right, Meow?
I'm doing this right, Meow.
You
got a problem right, Meow?
I'll smack you right now.
He's very balanced. It's sucking, yes.
I think the person we can kind of be a little upset with is Urban Meyer for showing off all his talents with that, since he made Tim Tebow somehow a first-round quarterback, he is now going to make Braxton Miller a first-round quarterback because that's what he does.
If we had to relate Tim Tebow to a beer, we'd call him Dragon's Milk.
So, you know who else is a wonderful quarterback? Mr. Eli Manning.
Oh my God, darn! I'm not even getting.
Oh my God,
he is awesome.
I proved to you he's not. I did last week. I proved.
Hey, Brett. Hey, Brett. You know what? I feel bad for all those teams in New York because they have terrible quarterbacks.
So
horrible quarterbacks.
So
he's pretty balanced. He has
Mr. Insane Vein.
The funny thing is, he's just as good as Ben Roethlisberger. But according to
actually,
YouTube, he
isn't. He's a little worse.
So Mr. Insane Vein popping out of your head a little too far, God. Guy. Can you calm down?
pulsing so bad right now. Like, it hurts.
Is that steam coming out of your ears?
That was annoying.
Okay.
Back to Tim Tebow.
We even had one of my favorite analysts that I listen to, Stephen A. Smith, a true New Yorker. He wants Tim Tebow to play just so he can prove to the entire world how bad Tim Tebow was a quarterback. So the New York,
so he wants the Jets to lose.
I heard him
say
that. Yeah.
No. Well, he said if they have, they were saying after about, I think, 9 games or so, that they were going to have a bad record. And if they have a losing record, then they're out. Everybody thinks they're going to put Tim Tebow in. I can't.
I'm not telling you again. So, no, okay, here's the thing. And you look at his quarterback rating, and I do think that Tim Tebow is going to be starting by about week 7, week 8. Because the second, and this isn't because Mark Sanchez is going to be a terrible quarterback, it's because the second he does bad, they are calling for his neck. They're calling for it.
I'm having way too much fun with the soundboard. I'm not gonna lie. I can't wait till
you're in charge of the soundboard. From
that I can't wait till I actually am able to use it.
If I get a job, I'll buy the $20 one. That one's fun.
I'll help you.
That one's crazy. No, but he's just not. He's not. Okay. Well, I'll go back to the fishbowl. Let's see one more topic out of the fishbowl. La 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 la.
I like
that was pretty good.
Everybody loves crickets. What do we got?
Topic.
No.
Yes, we're doing it because it was spring training baseball and it's already over.
Oh, wait. Yeah, how do we...
Tard.
Who put that back in there?
Indians bullpen choking, which is a very actually valid point.
So and recent.
And it's recent. So.
Slash starters.
Hey.
Derek Lowe yesterday.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
dude. Come on, bro.
Well, the starters count as bullpen, right? Or is
let's just go Indians. Just
Indian
relief
pitchers.
How's that? Is it relief pitchers and closers count as bullpen, right? Okay, yeah. So, I mean, I know. He did do bad. He did do bad, though. I'm just saying. Yeah. But, I mean, I think that comment's more towards Perez's bad closing ability now.
It is the other part of our relief pitchers, the bullpen mafia, as you call it, that sucked. And Perez, after that one start, he's been doing good. He has.
It's been
bad. The problem was... Like the 9-8 win over Seattle 2 nights ago. He had the bases loaded with 2 outs, bottom of the 9th. Anything happens, they win. And it was like, it was just, he just did really bad. And then he got lucky by a pop fly, and that's what happened.
True, to an extent, but I mean,
it's
just in general.
Hit a fly or hit a ground ball.
But not to load the bases. He walked one guy.
I understand. Mariano also blown 2 saves already this year.
The thing is, I think...
Because he sucks. He
but
the
I think
Yankees.
The Indians tried to focus...
We ain't gonna get
and wasn't he the greatest closer of last year? Wasn't he the greatest closer last year?
Perez?
He was an all-star. He wasn't the best, but he was an all-star.
He was top three. Don't give me that shake.
No, I thought
he was good. He was top three.
He was in the all-star.
And remember, all-star voting is not an actual vote of talent in baseball.
I know.
Didn't he have the most like saves or closes in the
season? Because the people vote on it, and they just vote for who they like. Yes.
Well,
you can statistically prove that most years.
You could look at the secondary guys. And those
well, isn't it only fan voting for the starters, right?
Yes. And the secondary the closers for the All-Star game were Mariano Rivera and Chris Perez. Well, what if Mariano had already blown like 10 saves, which is quite possible, and he still would have gotten voted in?
Well, I think was put on there, not voted in, because not many people vote Cleveland Indians
exactly.
in there.
And I think that's the point that he's trying to make, which is what I was trying to say too. Yes, the starters get elected by the fans.
But the thing is, I think you talk about the relief pitching. I think it was more that the Indians focused more on trying to get better starters, that they kind of let the relief pitchers go a little bit, because I think the relief pitchers did really good last year.
They did,
but now they're just struggling right now.
Yeah,
but again, it's the beginning of baseball, and you know you have. What, 100-some more games that you can win and get it done. It's ridiculous. So, I mean, I think we're better off getting all the bad games done now than in the end of the season. So
yeah, well, hopefully they get better. We'll see how it turns out. All righty. So that for us right now is going to be our close. We've been brought up a lot of topics, and we still want you guys to email us at willbefishbowl@gmail.com. Or, you know, post on Facebook at Will Be Fishbowl or at W Fishbowl on Twitter, which nobody uses, so how about you use it? Thank you.
Nobody
please
likes Twitter.
Yeah, it's a dying breed.
There's only what, one of us out of the entire group that uses Twitter? Is that Sal? Sal's the only one that has a Twitter?
I have the Fishbowl Twitter.
Besides that.
Okay.
We all have that.
Moving on. We're still doing our superheroes, and supervillains thing. One thing I wanted to bring up was next week's show. What we're going to do is, since the draft is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're going to have a regular show on Wednesday. And then we're going to come back to you with a draft special on Sunday. Is it we're going to try to do it Sunday?
Yeah.
Possibly Sunday, Monday. One of those 2 days. And that show is going to be completely about the draft. So expect two shows next week.
Yes, the draft, which is my second Christmas.
And
yes.
For all you listeners, you will be listening to Dave 3/4 of the time. So get used to
his
voice.
We'll all talk.
Three of us will be sitting here drinking.
You'll be listening. You'll listen to me 100% of the time because I'll have to make some cheat sheets for everybody else.
I'll be drowning my sorrows after we don't take Trent Richardson and I cry. But, okay, one final thing I wanted to do was I want to have a shout-out to Dick Clark. It was not my fault, just first off. I want everyone to know that. Story. You get a hold of me and I'll tell you the story. But
debatable.
So, want to have a moment of silence for Dick Clark?
Should we Tebow it?
We should not.
Moment of silence.
Tebow it.
Okay. All right. So, like we said, hit us up on some of the things. And this is the Willoughby Fishbowl over and out. We will talk to you all later.